our aim at the start of the season would have been to get promotion again in the league and get safe in the trusty ring and see where we're at coming in the last couple of games, if we could push towards the top end of the table, you know, and when our position yesterday under us common game, you know, if we won our last two games, we'll be pushing hard to get the final. Draw wasn't really the result we were looking for, but it did confirm our status in the Christy Ring for next year, which is one positive come from the game, you know.
Half time last night, Mickey, your side trailed by a point, 1-5 to 7 points. What was your opinion on the first half performance from your side? What was the message at half time?
Look, Kieran, we were well below par in the first half. We were a wee bit jittery and nervy at the start. You know, our touch and handling was a bit off. But the main problem was, Kieran, you know, Roscommon was sitting a sweeper back there and they were afraid of conceding goals. But so we had a shoot from distance, and Kieran, we had I think 11 wides in the first half, 18 in total, and 3 or 4 short over the game. So look, in front of the post, Kieran, was the main problem. We had a bit of breeze in the first half and we didn't take our chances. You know, we had over 40 scoring chances in that game and took 17. So the maths won't work it out. Like, that scoring ratio wasn't good enough. And that first half cost us, I feel, you know, if we'd have clipped 4 or 5 more points, Roscommon would have been stuck in a tighter position and it had come out a bit and the space would open up. But we were in a tight spot then, Kieran, after half time. You know, we went 4 down and the boys dug deep and put in a good shift to go a point up at one stage, and they came back level, and then we had a few chances again near the end and we put wide. They won the game. So look, a bit disappointed in the group, Kieran. I do feel we're a better team than Roscommon. They're well set up on the night and they're well hungry for it, and as I say, their status was on the line too, so they had a lot to play for. But a draw at the end, not the worst result for us, but probably could have been better, you know.
We're going to talk about your final game. It's against Meath, but talk to me about the player personnel and availability of players ahead of the Meath clash. Do you have a full clean bill of health after last night's encounter? Was there any injuries or anybody just to come back for the Meath game?
No, we had Danny Collins sitting out a two-match suspension. Kieran, who's back in the mix now for the Meath game, you know, and probably missed him yesterday. With Conor Gartland, who was out for long-term injury, who got 25 minutes yesterday, and same with Donald Farley coming back into the fray. So, look, we're actually getting a bit stronger going on towards next week with a few important players coming back, you know, and we picked up no injuries last night. So, on that front, we're okay, you know, going into the last game.
Also, Mickey, in terms of looking at the table, Kerry beaten Wicklow yesterday quite comprehensively. Derry and Meath, they drew yesterday. If you guys beat Meath mathematically, can you still qualify for that final?
Look, you could have 3 teams ending up in 5. If we won and Kerry won, that'll be us and Meath and Derry, all in 5 points. And so the head-to-head goes out the window. So goes the score difference, which is favouring Derry at the minute. All depends on what we could beat Meath by or what they beat us by and what Kerry beat Derry by. So it's going to go down to the mathematical side of things, Kieran, if we won and Derry lose, you know. But Derry have a 20-plus at the minute over us, maybe, and 17 over Meath. But it's a damn good Kerry team, but I do feel Derry, if it goes that way, Derry's probably slight favourite, you know, just with the scoring difference.
Finally, Mickey, before I let you go, you're certainly no stranger to success as Donegal hurling manager. You're there now a number of seasons. How satisfied is Mickey McCann at the current state of affairs of Donegal hurling?
Look, Christy Ring hurling, Cairns, great standard for our county to be on, you know, and it's great to be talking about pushing towards the top end of the table. And look, we're a competitive group, as I say. We did feel within the group we could push for that top end. It's a competition this year where there's a very strong Kerry team in that's more than likely going to win the thing, Kieran. But look, you have to be happy. I just felt we could have put ourselves in a better position going into next week, that if we won and Derry lost, you would be in a final. So that's a wee bit disappointing. But consider what we're picking from, Kane, and where hurling's at the minute and going the right direction. Look, you have to be happy at Christy Ring level. And there was a great crowd in O'Donnell Park last night. Very exciting game. So look, the numbers are getting up on the stands too, and a good crowd there supporting the boys on. So it's important we stay at that level, and you have good teams coming there. And you're in Division 2 next year, which the likes of Carlow and Westmeath there. You've Carlow probably in a Joe McDonough final, which is a level up again coming in the league next year, Kieran. So you have to be happy in terms of where we're at, you know, and maybe next year if things don't go right, you know, you could be pushing towards a final spot. But as I say, it's a competition up to last year. We got our first victory in, and now we're talking about pushing the top end. So look, progression's there. We just probably need to get a wee bit more consistent, you know.